Log Talk Radio.
Pastor Peaches,
If you don't mind, would you share with us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening? Hallelujah.
Yes, I'll do a housekeeping suggestion and some announcements at the same time.
All right.
That's okay. Hallelujah. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks. You get ready for school. Hallelujah. Get ready to listen and hear what the Master is going to impart into you tonight, what God may drop in your spirit. You won't want to forget it. Hallelujah. So get your pencils and notebooks so you can write it down. Hallelujah. And so you'll be able to write down the scriptures that his servant will share with you on later on.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah God. Take out your highlighters. You may want to highlight your scriptures. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah, because we always have communion. Whatever you have for those elements, take them out, get them ready now, so we can all break bread together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just a few announcements. Hallelujah. This coming Saturday, the pastor will be sitting on a panel at Bishop Larry Somerville's church at 8509 Lock Raven Boulevard from 2 to 3:30. And that subject will be the blended family. Hallelujah. Family matters. The blended family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come out and support the pastor from 2 to 3:30. And it's a side entrance to the church. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the website, the church's website, rymmi.org, and read the vision, see what the ministry is all about. We have a GoFundMe page also. Go to GoFundMe.com and look up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc., and you'll see our picture there. That'll let you know you're at the right place. And donate as often and as much as you want. We're believing God for a large facility. You can donate the whole $2 million if you like, or just $2. Hallelujah. No amount too small or too large. And name your seed. God is in the blessing business. Tell God what you desire of him. Hallelujah. Don't forget on Tuesday evenings, first of all, don't forget every morning at 7. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship. We have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Start your day off with a bang. Hallelujah. Honor God first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. He'll honor you the rest of the day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On Tuesday evenings, we have Biblical Institute of Biblical Learning. And we, in the month of this month of June, it's almost out, we've been reviewing the Old Testament, the subdivisions of the Bible, the two divisions of the Bible, the five subdivisions of the New and Old Testament. Hallelujah. And we've been having a good time in the Lord. And it's things that we've already been reading and knowing and all, but hey, it is good. Some things we did not know. Hallelujah. And we believe me, we are in school on Tuesday evenings, and it's all virtual, and we're enjoying the Lord. Hallelujah. If you need a new composition notebook just for the school and pencils, come to church on Sunday and you can pick those up. Hallelujah. And we're in the month of July, we're starting the certificate course. It's a 6-week certificate course, only $20. You can pay prior to starting it, prior to July, or if you want to pay late, you have up until late registration is up to July the 4th. If you don't have the 20 prior to, you can pay $5 a week. It'll be more. We're going to enjoy this class, enjoy this school at the end, but you must be present every Tuesday to be able to receive that certificate. You will be getting certificates at the end. Hallelujah. We enjoy ourselves on Tuesday evening. We have ourselves a good time. And you're able to ask questions. You, it is interactive. You're able to ask questions and get so you can get a good understanding of what the pastor is saying. If you miss something, the pastor going too slow, you can ask them, Pastor, can you slow down? What's that? What did you say? And because we are learning, we want, and the pastor said he's learning right along with us. We want to be workmen, study. We will study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman need him not to be ashamed of rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. When we share the word of God with somebody, we want to know what we are talking about so we can, so the word of God can draw them unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I wonder if I missing anything. When you come to church, please don't forget to bring your pennies.
Hallelujah.
Because we're still assisting in building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. A penny goes further over there than it does over here.
Hallelujah.
And we just praise God for all that he's doing, all he's done, and all that he's going to do in the Powder South Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Don't forget, I'm sorry, this coming Sunday, our guest speaker will be Pastor Jason Rosebarrow and his congregation. After the message, we'll be serving a meal. So come and join us.
At 3 o'clock is a service.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Pastor Peaches, fine job. We appreciate what you do. Hallelujah. And we want to share this too, that to get the names of your family members in your mind. And family requires love. Requires blood. Hallelujah. So get them in your mind because we're getting ready to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank God for that opportunity. Because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Had us on in mind. All the mess and stuff that I got myself into. I know somebody prayed for me. Ain't no doubt about it. Somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we're going to pass it on. We're going to pray for others today. So you get them in your mind as we begin to play the song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We pray for Pastor Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray for Deacon AJ and
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Angie and Minister.
Father God, hallelujah.
Linda and
all day long.
Sterling and Reggie.
Hallelujah.
And Barry and David and
name
and Alan and Tanya and Bianca.
Hallelujah. Bless
and Faith and Coco. We pray for all of them, oh God.
Mother Harris.
Hallelujah.
AJ.
Sister.
Brother.
Hallelujah. Angie.
Harry, hallelujah.
Mother Harris. And
his mother.
And Rosalind.
Alice.
Hallelujah. And
Jesus.
And Ronald, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah,
Father.
Hannah and Ava and Chris and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie.
Hallelujah.
Stephanie and
that's
Desiree and
Mitchell Johnson.
And
hallelujah. Raymond Banks.
Joshua.
Bertha Johnson. Mitchell. Lorena Johnson. Marion Crenshaw. Viola Wright. Lewis Wright. Jesus Wright.
Hallelujah.
Wright. Whitehall. Lee.
Hallelujah.
Dean Hall.
The Calvian family and Condessa Harrison.
Hallelujah.
And Tina Spencer and Charity. And
hallelujah.
Peter Church.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
And Angela Jennings.
Jones.
And Elder Rosetta Carey. And Elder
Rena
Stevenson. And Dominic.
Little
Justin. And
Lorena Jones.
And Hallelujah.
Nick Ennis.
Tiny and
Pamela.
And Dominic.
Yeah.
Dominic. And another Dominic.
Lord God.
And another Dominic.
Malachi and Zeke.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Earl. Another Earl. Another Earl. Still another Earl. And one more Earl. And
Connie and Kimberly.
Tavon. Another Tavon.
Lord
Tavon. Another Tavon. And Travion. Hallelujah. George and Tavon and Maurice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. And Dr.
Green
Harper. And Pastor Don Cheetah. and First Lady and his wife, hallelujah, First Lady, hallelujah, Bishop Larry and Pastor Elaine, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Brother Anthony, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Norman Nevins, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Christine Olivia James and
Raymond
James. Hallelujah. Pastor Ryder.
Hallelujah.
Ola Ryder. Pastor Maxine Lee.
Thank you.
Pastor Theodis Lee.
Pastor Lord.
Jonah, Sister Lil. Hallelujah. Elder Rosa.
Hallelujah.
Elder Renola Carr. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister, hallelujah. Glory to God. Carol King, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Carolyn and Dr. Doug and Teresa Wilson, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
God, praise God, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakim, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
In the name of
Harry Warsaw, Jerry Doc Wilson, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Joseph and Linda Garcia, hallelujah.
God in you.
The Lord, hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Ruby Smith,
the Lord.
Nancy and Darlene and Gary and Joshua, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Michelle Marvin and James Kelly, hallelujah. Phyllis West and Sally Lundy, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Bishop Dwight Smith and First Lady Linda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Sandra Orange, Elder Tommy Orange. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseboro and First Lady Sherilyn Roseboro.
Hallelujah.
Shirley Woodley. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And to the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and Joe.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord
Jesus, bless them all, Father.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Let signs.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Follow.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And miracles too, Lord, and of all kinds. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And at this time, I'm going to play a selection, and after this selection, you will hear.
Hallelujah.
And
glorious,
awesome, anointed, blessed, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, anointed, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. With the children's voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What day is it, y'all?
Hump Day.
What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's always good to give honor unto God and to thank him for bringing you halfway through the week, and he is able to take you through the other half. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes it's a journey for people.
Yes, right.
Right now, for the young people, it's a journey. You're out of school.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you. I know the young people are happy. Hallelujah. Your parents, hopefully your parents are happy too. Not too sure of that one, though.
Not if you're not working, but I hope you are. I hope you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From September to June, it's the season to work. It's the season to be in school. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Hallelujah. If you made it through the summer, and you have a job, what time is it? It's time to work. Hallelujah. If you were one of the blessed ones to be able to get a job for the summer, it's time to work. Hallelujah. If God's blessed you to work this summer, hallelujah, just remember Ecclesiastes 12:1. It is time to honor God by getting to work on time. I don't mean having a shift to work that says 9 to 5 and you're just walking in the door at 9 o'clock. That's bad business. No. Your job is to be there at 8:45 so you can get your supplies together or find out what your assignment is for that day so you can start your work at 9 o'clock. You aren't supposed to, I'm not due here until 9 o'clock, so that's the time I'm going to be walking through the door. No, you cannot be walking through the door at 9 o'clock and starting your work at 9 o'clock. Don't listen to your coworkers. That's the same age you are that says, why are you getting here so early? Stay away from bad advice. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Okay? At this stage in your life, you will have to work. You have to watch who you hang around with. Also, your supervisors could be watching you, watching to see if you come back on time from lunch, see if you're coming through the door on time, if you stay on your phone, and that's a biggie, young people. Don't have your phones out and be on your phones when you're supposed to be at work. You never know when your supervisor is looking at you or who else may come through the door, okay? They may want to see if you're following a dress code. There's a certain way you're supposed to dress for work. If they're giving you a uniform, or if they're saying, well, we want you to wear a dark color shirt and khakis, they're going to see if you're coming through the door, if you're going to dress the way they ask you to dress, okay? After the summer's over, they may have an opportunity to bring back some of you young workers, okay? And if you're the one that's been following the rules, coming back to work on time, coming in on time in the morning, coming back from lunch on time, even a couple minutes before. Then some jobs will have you to clock out when you leave for lunch and clock back in. Your time clock is going to tell whether or not you've been following directions.
Your supervisor won't even have to look at you or ask you anything. They look at your time clock. Okay? So watch yourself, because you want to have a good evaluation after your assignment is over. Remember, you are doing this job unto God, not as unto man. You want God to have your back. So therefore, you'll listen to your supervisors or whoever your ship leader is. It may even be somebody that may be close to your age, but they have been put in charge over you for the summer. And you may say, well, you may think, that person ain't number 1 or 2 years older than me. Well, I got to listen to them for? No, that's the one that has rule over you for the summer. That's the one, your summer supervisor. That's the person you're supposed to be listening to.
Hallelujah.
Don't have no attitude. They may say something you may not like. Suck it up. Don't mumble under your breath. Don't be disrespectful or anything. All of this is in their cameras everywhere. You're being watched. God got your back. You make sure you are lifting up, you are holding up the standard of righteousness. No matter what goes down, you make sure you are holding up the bloodstained banner for the Lord. When somebody say, why you do everything they tell you to do? Huh, they just say jump, and you say how high? Hey, they're the ones that signing your time sheet. They're the ones that signing your paycheck. Hallelujah. Yes, you're doing this unto God. You have flesh and blood over you, and flesh and blood telling you, hey, this is what I need you to do. That's what you do. They aren't telling you to do anything to jeopardize your integrity. They aren't telling you to do anything that's against your morals. That's your job description. You do it. If there's a question, ask them, excuse me, can I share something, please? I need clarity on, you asked me to do such and such. I need clarity on that because I really don't understand it. Hallelujah. When your supervisor is able to find a young person that's going to honor them, a young person that knows how to pull their pants up, wear a belt and the pants and their underwear is not showing, somebody that's walking decently, that's dressing decently, that's coming to work on time, they're looking respectful, the hair cut, the hair not bushy all over the head, hair cut nice, they're dressed, they aren't smelly, they're clean, and respectful, wow, God's going to bless you. There's a lot of jobs that after the summer is over, they're able to bring the young person back on their job, back to that facility. Hallelujah. If you want to be the one, a person that's sticking out for good, then you do good. You do right. You do what's right and what's just and what is pure and holy in these people's sight. Don't give them one face, and then when you're not around them and you with your coworkers at lunch, you're talking bad about them. No. That's not right. That's not righteous. You be honorable even when you're not around them, even when you're not in their presence. Because, you never know. That person that you're talking negatively to about the supervisor just may go back to that supervisor. You know, it may even be a relative of the supervisor. And then go right back to the supervisor and say, you know what they said about you? No. You keep them thoughts in your head. You want to vent? You wait till you get home. Talk to your mother, your papa, somebody at home. Share with them around the dinner table how your day went. But you do what's right. You honor God. And watch God honor you. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Good word.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, will be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6.
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns."
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. again we examine ourselves. Hallelujah. According to the scripture, we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be saying thank you, Jesus, about right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, again.
Hallelujah.
He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, oh God. And your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, courageous miracles right now. Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for your blood today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our family, our loved ones, our homes, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, hallelujah, eliminates, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to King, glory to God. Utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this is a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a confirmation meal, hallelujah, that we are children of the Most High King. This is a confirmation meal, hallelujah, that we are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. This is a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessings. This is a confirmation meal.
Hallelujah.
That we are,
yes,
the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are,
thank you,
we boldly share our family daily confession.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family according to Job 22:28.
Yes. Thank you,
Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, based in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty.
We are mighty.
We are beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his glory, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, 24 and 25. Glory of his presence, yes. We thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Let signs and wonders follow, and miracles too, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, somebody called you the answer person.
What's your question, Pastor?
Okay. The question is, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
All right. Shall we thank God for you? You give out the right answer.
Hallelujah.
Almost every time. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Yes.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, oh God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellent, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. You already under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you for the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 36 and 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise.
Yes.
And we give you the honor. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yadabu, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yenolobo, Shikiri, the book, my Yadis.
Hallelujah,
Baba, Bosha.
It overflows.
I am for Kosha, I'm not on the Bosha.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Shakara.
Thank
if you would read the address
hallelujah.
On this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 1, verse 26. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12, Hebrews 4:12, Proverbs 21:23, Ephesians 5:18, St. John 6:63, 2 Timothy 3:16, and Ephesians 4:29.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On September 19th, I hope y'all keeping notes. On September 19th, 1783, a sheep, a duck, and a rooster took a trip that, according to history, was the first time this had happened. They took a trip. A gentleman by the name of Piotr de Rozier, that's P-I-O-A, P as in Paul, P-I-O-A-T-R-E, De, D-E, Rozier, R as in Ralph, O, Z as in zebra, I-E-R, launched the first hot air balloon. The passengers on that first flight was none other than a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Now, history doesn't recall their names or what was done after they had the flight. The mere fact that history recorded that meant that it was a successful flight. Now, I don't know if for the next 3 days for dinner they had a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. I don't know. But I would believe that there was some happiness in the camp for this feat. Hallelujah. I know somebody said, where in the world is he going on this one? Just for a few minutes, I'd like to ask you a question. And if you're with somebody, you could ask them, are you full of hot air or are you full of the word?
Are you full of hot air or are you full of the word?
Let me get you to ask somebody. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor?
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Are you full of hot air?
Are you full of hot air?
Or are you full of the word?
Or are you full of the word?
Now, I need to start with that first scripture because there are too many people that are laughing. And Sister Julie, please get up off the floor. And while you add it, pick Sister Linda up off the floor, too. Hallelujah. I know you laughed at that dinner, the dinner meal for the next 3 years, 3 days after that flight. A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the entrees for the next 3 days. But anyway, the first address, are you there, Pastor Peters?
Yes. James 1:26.
Don't read it yet.
Okay.
Again, if you're by yourself, you look yourself in the mirror, or you say, self, are you full of hot air, or are you full of the word? Because you're full of something now. Because as far as I know, you're breathing. Is that right?
Amen.
So you're full of something. Is it hot air, or is it the word? Okay, you can read the first scripture.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
Well, this is saying that a lot of people, and we got a whole bunch of words talking about people like this. They talk a lot. And I know somebody said, that sounds like you. Now, you can be either loquacious or garrulous. Loquacious is that you talk a lot. And we have a lot of people talk a lot. And a lot of people that talk a lot say something. But then you have the garrulous folk. They talk a lot, but they say nothing. What they're saying is vain, useless.
Mm.
They talk about stuff that nobody but them is interested in. How many craters on the moon? They could give you a one-hour dissertation. How many craters? Who is interested on how many craters on the moon?
Amen.
How many feathers does a chicken have? Who in their right mind is interested in how many feathers a chicken has? But they will spend much time, much of your time, talk. That's garrulous, a negative connotation.
Mm-mm.
Loquacious is they talk a lot, but they got something to say that's meaningful. But read that scripture again.
Hallelujah. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
There are a lot of people that talk about religion. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. But there are a lot of folks that purport to be religious. I know there was one man stood in the front of a church, had a Bible in his hand, trying to show, prove to folk he was religious. Although he had the Bible upside down, he didn't realize it. Because he don't read it too often, so he might not know which side was up. But anyway, Jesus. Somebody, you know somebody who seems religious, or you know them, they'll come up to you and call themselves witness to you. This actually happened to me. Standing on the corner, waiting for a bus, and a lady comes up to me and says, because I guess I look like I went to church. I don't know. I probably had a tie on or something. And she just said, do you know Jesus? Do you love the Lord? Is Jesus your Lord? And she didn't say nothing like that. She asked me, what name do you baptize in? What? You're trying to win me over to Christ, and you're going to ask me what name I baptize in? Because if I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in Jesus' name, it's all still one. My Bible, I don't know what your Bible says, but my Bible tells me that they're all one. Is that the same in your Bible, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
You'll quote it on Worshada.
Hallelujah.
But that's somebody who seems religious.
Uh-huh.
There's some churches that if you say the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they always want to throw you out the door.
Mm-mm-mm.
They say Jesus only. And they don't know. They're falling for the okey-doke of the devil. Jesus. A house divided can't stand. Amen. And a lot of folks have been hating folk who were Trinitarians. They believe the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They all one, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Or we just Jesus on it. Everything. They all one. So Jesus is the, look, Shakarada. The Holy Spirit of Muslims, they're all one, y'all. But they want to seem religious, traditional. Their churches are split from one another. Because one was baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Another was baptized in the name of Jesus. Guess what? I just squashed all that craziness. When I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Got it all.
Amen.
My God, because it's all one. They all one. The Word of God says it. Life is an open book test. Get the answers in the book, buddy.
Amen.
Chuck out of the book. It's vain. It's useless. What they do is useless.
Amen.
They talk, well, we're Jesus' only church. I'm Jesus' only too. I'm Father, Son, and Holy Ghost only too. Because they all one. Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. They are all one. That part of Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are you filled with hot air? Or are you filled with the Word?
Mm-hmm.
Not a piece of the Word. All of the Word. Read the next scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 and 12.
Read. Hallelujah.
And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without and that ye may have lack of nothing.
Hallelujah. See, there are a lot of folk who talk a whole lot. But they're not winning nobody over. They're not getting anybody reconciling themselves to Christ because they got all twisted up in tradition of men. Read that scripture again, those two scriptures again.
And that ye study to be quiet.
Sometimes we got to be quiet because some folk like to hear themselves speak. I know that some people think I like to hear myself speak. And when I say this, people say, I can't believe that. But I feel like I'm shy. You know, I know somebody's laughing right now. Sister Linda, all right.
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, you're shaking your head. Sister Linda got her mouth open. And Sister Julie she's shaking her head too. And Coco and Faith are just looking at one another. What are you talking about? But anyway, okay. Oh, good God. Okay, continue to read that.
That ye may walk honestly toward them that are...
Your conversation should be an honest conversation.
Amen.
And honestly, honest conversation is based on the Word of God, not the Word of tradition.
Amen.
Because it's just hot air. And when some preachers preaching, you should wear... this is the turn of the century from the 19th century to the 20th century, you shouldn't wear a neckties because that's worldly. And they preach that. And I'm not knocking them because Bishop Mason never wore a tie in his life. He always wore a bow tie. He was the founder of the Church of God in Christ. But it was hot air because you know what the word vain means? Useless. Profiting nothing. Okay. All right. We can go to another scripture.
Hallelujah. The next one is Hebrews 4:12.
Read.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank God for this. You know, a brother and sister, are you full of hot air or the Word? You got to be full of something. If you're not full of the Word, you're full of hot air.
Mm-mm-mm.
You've got to start working on your scripture. Not once a week. Look here, let me share something with you. If you only ate once a week, only drank water once a week, you're going to be a sorry sister or brother. You got to eat every day the Word of God.
Mm.
You got to drink every day the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the words of Christ. It is, hallelujah, glory to God. It is water to your soul.
Yes.
Mm. Go ahead.
For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
You need the Word of God, y'all. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the Word of God is your sword. It's a weapon of your warfare. Because you say what God said, angels take a standard attention. Because that's the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They heard God say it. So when they hear the Word of God, they're ready to go into action.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read another scripture.
Hallelujah. The next one is Proverbs 21:23.
Mm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 21:23.
Hallelujah.
And it says, on my paper. 21:23 says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles.
The reason why a lot of us get ourselves in trouble, because we open our mouths.
Mm-mm-mm.
You have to put a guard on your tongue. There are so many people that have gotten fired
because
they opened their mouths. Mm-hmm. I remember when I worked for the state in the Department of Human Resources, a lady came to me, wanted some benefits. She had, I don't know how many children. I'm thinking 4 children. I'm not sure. But she said she recently lost her job. And I don't know. I guess I was nosy. I don't know. But I don't know if I asked her or she just told me. Her boss asked her to do something that wasn't in her job spec. And she laid him out. Because her mother told her that don't bite your tongue.
Oh, wow.
Bad advice. See, her mother wasn't in the Word.
Mm-mm-mm.
Her mother was full of what?
Hot air. You paid for that one.
Now, I didn't ask her, but I would almost believe if her mother was still alive and had some minor children, she was also on welfare. Get your instructions, not from your emotions, not from your feelings, holler, not from somebody that never stepped foot in a church, not from somebody that never turned themselves over to the Lord, but get your instructions from the Word, because life is an open book test. The book is the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures,
amen.
The writ, the sword, the Holy Bible, whatever you want to call it. The Word of God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Go ahead. Give me another scripture here.
Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
See, when you put the Word in you, you full of the Word, that's the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's God's Spirit. It's been put on paper. That's why there's anointing in the Word of God. There's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demon destroying, demon chasing victory in the Word of God.
And amen.
You get the Word of God in you, and victory is going to start popping up all over in your life. The more you read, the more you get revelation on, the more you put what you read, what you got revealed to you into action, the more you're going to get blessed. And see, there's a blessing and pressing. I know there are going to be some times you don't feel like listening to the word. You don't feel like going to your Bible. But again, just equate the Bible reading as food and drink. Again, if you only did it once a week, they would say you were malnourished, or you were on a strange fast, or a strange diet. In fact, they just call you strange.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not calling you strange, but if you only get fed once a week, you only drink once a week, and you let everything else in the world come between you getting fed and getting your drink. And St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and Mark 4 talks about the sower, and that there was the seed fell among thorns, which are the cares of this life, and they choked the very life out of what was growing from the good seed that was sown. I just share this with you, y'all. Don't miss Bible study. Don't miss the Wednesday service. Don't miss the Sunday service. Don't miss Second Friday, the Men's and Women's Fellowship. Don't miss Tuesday Bibles. Do you understand what I'm saying? You won't get fed. If you don't get fed, what happens to a person that doesn't eat?
They die.
You heard? Now, I didn't say that. Pastor Peaches said that. You got an art against her saying that. You meet her down at 1220 West Lexington Street. Oh, that's right. That building is gone now. Empty lot. Okay, we'll forget that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give another scripture. Again, what are you filled with?
The word.
Hot air or the word? Are you filled with hot air or the word?
Word.
In other words, useless conversation, useless stuff. You just like to hear yourself talk because you like your melodious voice. You like your voice. You got one of them voices that just sounds so sweet. It sounds like, you know, they used to call romantic voices, you know what I mean? Some people fell in love with just the way folk talk. You just got one of those voices, and you better have the word of God in you so when you talk, somebody listen. Go ahead, next scripture.
St. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hot air stuff ain't going to keep you alive.
Mm.
Ain't going to bless you. Ain't going to take you out of a tight situation. But the word of God will. Because it's life. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, can you turn real quick to John 14:6, I think? When you get there, say amen. See, there's life in the word of God.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah. Can you run to Revelations 19:13, real quick. Where's your Canada?
Revelation 19:13.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You gotta get Jesus and ingest him in the spirit in your body.
Revelation 19:13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Talking about Jesus. Are you full of hot air or Jesus? That's the Word of God. Okay, we can get back on course now. I love, Lord have me. There's some scriptures that come to me every now and then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, what's the next scripture we're supposed to be reading?
2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
How are you going to live a holy life? You get Jesus, the Word of God in you. And because you got Jesus, he automatically will lead you to the how-tos. He will connect the dots for you. Hallelujah. Saints, you need to ask yourself, am I full of hot air?
Power off.
Or am I filled with the Word? Hallelujah. Psalms 119. Go to 105 and then push 112, I think, amen. But you get there, when you get there, say amen. It's important for you to understand, because of the Word of God, and life is an open book test. You must need,
amen,
in that book often, read,
thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Stop. It lets you know, number one, where you are. Because some of y'all don't even know where you are in God or even in life. It's a lamp unto your feet. You can look down and it'll tell you where you are. It'll help you see where you are. And then it said a light unto your path. In other words, it will let you know which direction you're going. And if there's some dangers on that road, maybe you need to switch to another road. But you won't know that if you don't read his word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now go to 112. See what we have in there.
I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even until the end.
Hallelujah. Go to 130. Father Christ, what he wants. Go ahead.
I opened my mouth and pant. No, oh. Thy entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be led by God through his word.
Amen.
Now, did you start to read something, the verse before that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Because it started
the verse after that.
Huh?
It was the verse after that.
What did that say?
It says, I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandment.
Long to hear what God got to say. That's deep. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture where we were.
Ephesians, 2 Timothy, Ephesians 4:29? Oh,
yeah.
Unintended.
Okay. See, y'all guys are full of hot air. You're talking about, you spend a whole lot of time talking about.
Man, I have it.
When you get this, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, read.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Corrupt means something that tears down, destroying, unholy, not life-giving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the word.
Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Then go to First Peter chapter 3.
First Peter chapter 3. Thank you, Lord.
I think it's verse 10.
First Peter 3:10.
Yes.
For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
Hot air is also speaking stuff that's vain, that's useless. It don't help nobody. You want good things in life. See, I always love this, and you heard me say this before. In warfare, there's what they call collateral damage and collateral blessings. Which one you want, the damage or the blessings?
Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Every time.
When you read the Word of God, you get collateral blessings. When you omit to read the Word of God, collateral damage. When you haven't picked up the Bible in a week, you're dealing with collateral damage. And I don't know what's going to happen. But see, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. But guess what? If you don't sow no seed, what are you going to grow?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
I'm not saying nothing about no curses or anything. But Bible says the seed you sow is the crop you grow. So it also means that if you don't sow no seed, you ain't going to get no crop. Hallelujah. So it's important. It's important for us to understand that we must need be filled full of the Word of God. Because, see, when you're full of the Word of God, scriptures will come back to you. Because the Word says that the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. But if you've never read it, what is it going to bring to your remembrance, Pastor Peaches?
Nothing. Can't bring nothing back.
Amen. Y'all heard? Straight from Pastor Peaches' mouth. It is important. Again, the subject of today's message is what are you full of? You got to ask yourself. Because a lot of folk full of gossip. They spend more time on the phone than they do with calling out the name of the Lord. And then they get to church, and they're the ones that's knocking over benches, rubbing into people, shouting all over the place. What they shouting about? They ain't spend time in the Word. The Word is a lamp unto your feet and light to your path. The Word is healing. The Word is blessing. The Word is life-giving. I tell you, y'all got to stay in the Word.
Amen.
God bless you, sisters and brothers. God bless you, sons and daughters. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for this message. We want to be filled of your word. Because if we're full of your word, we're full of your spirit.
Yes.
And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's life. There's victory. There's health, wealth, We thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight.
Thank you.
We ask that you bless the hearers. Give them 30, 60, 100-fold return, even 1,000-fold return on what they heard. The harvest, Lord. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I like to share this, Pastor Peters, if I may. Y'all sign up for the Institute of Biblical Learning. You better do it because we got a cutoff. We got a cutoff number. So if you don't make it, we could say you have to wait till the next certificate program. But now is the time to register. You can call 410-444-5152 or 443-416-1201 to register for that course. And Pastor Peters will share with you how you can remit your costs for that course. Also, hallelujah, if you'd like to send us a card or you want to donate, you can go to our website, which is rymmi.org, and you can donate from there, or you can go to our GoFundMe page. If you need the link to the page, you can call 443-416-1201 and get the link to the page, and you can go there and donate a dollar. You can donate a dollar once a month. It don't matter. Once a week. It don't matter. Hallelujah. I just need 2 million people to donate $1, and we'd be set. Hallelujah. So tell somebody, hey, look, we're gonna rock this city with blessings, with the facility that God has ordained for us to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to write us, or you can write us, the Potter's House Church or RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's, again, the Potter's House Church. Or you can just put RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Pastor Peaches,
Hallelujah. Rest
of this service is in your hands. I know there's going to be somebody out there that doesn't know Christ and the pardon of their sins. So the floor is yours. God bless you.
Hallelujah. If we stay full of the word, we can give the devil a black eye. Hallelujah. No matter what he brings, we sticking with the word of God. Hallelujah. And God will be so proud of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's best to have the word of God down in us. Hallelujah. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I confess the Lord Jesus with my mouth, and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. And I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Child of God, if you repeated that prayer, you are now a child of God. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can now call Jesus your Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy the word of God daily, on a daily basis. Call in the prayer in the morning. Hallelujah. 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 If you need a Bible, let us know. Hallelujah. If you need the composition notebook for your Institute of Biblical Learning on Tuesday evenings, let us know. When you come to church on Sunday at 3 for 3 o'clock service, Pastor Jason Roseborough will be our guest this coming Sunday and his congregation. If you want to register on Sunday, let us know. We're going to have a good time on Tuesdays, y'all. We are learning so much, and we're starting in the Old Testament. I don't care if you've been in church for many years, you can still learn a whole lot about the Word. Hallelujah. About the Bible itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have plenty of things, materials to give to you when we start the certificate course in July. If you don't register, you're going to miss it. We're going to have fun, all virtually. You don't have to worry about getting dressed and coming out to church. It's all virtual. But it's still going to be school. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Love you. And if you want to join us for morning worship, the telephone number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, Pastor Peter, can you give that to them? Hallelujah. Okay, she's gone. Give it to them again.
605-475-4800. Access code 759-849-POUND.
God bless you. Love y'all. See you on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Power of Grace Fellowship, Bishop Larry Somerville, 8509 Lock Raven.
Raven Boulevard.
Side entrance.
Yes, come and fellowship with another church, y'all.
Hallelujah.
They're beautiful people. Come and have fun.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.